Look, Phil, it's suicide. If you...
Grace!
Phil, you madman!
Don't let him!
I don't want to take any chances. I think we should seal off the farm completely. Put some tape across the drive. No one comes in, no one goes out. Not until we know it's safe.
How long?
4 weeks. I just don't want to risk it.
No, you're right.
You're with me then.
Okay, let's do it.
Daphne, are you hiding?
Right where? This cupboard's only tiny.
You.
Are you sure King had definitely put her in the trolley?
Yes. Although,
What?
I suppose she could have slipped out.
In which case?
She might still be in the
laundry
room. Hey, quick, before they poison her.
Can't I just say goodbye?
No. Get out of here. Go somewhere far away and don't come back, because if you do, I will destroy you. Do you understand? Now go!
Well, welcome to BH. Hugh Kenner-Jones, the editor of The Archers. Hello, Hugh.
Hello there.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So kind of you to come. What's your own first memory of this Sunday staple?
Well, my mother used to do the ironing at this time in the morning, and I used to listen to it as a child. And I remember my first kind of memory is Aunt Laura. Do you remember Aunt Laura from New Zealand?
Chris Aldridge is here. I
loved Aunt Laura, yes.
Yeah.
What a character.
Yeah, she was great. So that's kind of... So I've listened to it for... most of my life, really.
And what works best for you as a listener? The simple humdrum mega dairy plot line, or the blockbuster, one listener's written to us this morning, EastEnder style plot line?
I think they both have a place, actually. I think we mustn't forget that over the years, the show has had huge stories going on. You know, Grace in the Fire was a fantastically enormous story at the time it was done. Susan being sent to prison and the Clive Horribin in the shop, that's quite sensational. But then, of course, there are other stories like the ferrets and the Grundys and things that they do that are much smaller that work. So I think it's always a balance.
Listeners are asking to detect where you're going to put the balance. And so let's listen to the last editor, Sean O'Connor, on this programme on how long the Rob and Helen storyline could go on.
There. Umbilically linked together forever, as long as they have those children together. So I think there's another 20, okay. 30 years of the story.
20 or 30 years. Do you agree?
I think in some form that story can run and run. Obviously, there are children involved as well who haven't grown up yet, and they're going to grow up. Jack is a product of both of those people. So, yeah, there's more in it as yet. But I think you have to... look away from things. You know, you couldn't keep that. I'm not sure what Sean meant, but I don't think he meant it was going to be
every week
for 20 years.
It would be exhausting.
That would be quite tiring.
I suppose we mustn't do anything that's a plot spoiler, and some listeners waiting for the omnibus won't know. So let's not ask specifically, but generally, are you the sort of editor who will see Rob vanish for weeks?
I can't really answer that without giving things away, and which I'm not going to.
Well, would it dominate your storyline? Will this man dominate the Archers?
No, not in so many words. But, you know, he's gone. He's not dead. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen? I kind of have a bit of an idea, but I'm not going to tell you because that would spoil it. But, you know, there are millions of characters on The Archers there are enough characters on The Archers that they've got fantastic stories coming up that we can look away. But it's not the end.
Cameos. Where do you stand on cameo appearances?
I think when they're done properly, they're good. I don't think you should base stories around them. I think they're always kind of fun. My favourite cameo was Judi Dench playing Prue Forrest, and she said one word, I think, and that was absolutely brilliant.
Let me just test Chris Aldridge. Can we just hear if Chris knows the word?
I think she says speechless.
If you say
I'm almost speechless, I think.
Yes, we'll know in just a moment. What about Brexit? Do you think about the fact that this programme was introduced to give advice to farmers when it first came on the radio? If we're leaving the common agricultural policy, are we going to be listening to weeks and weeks of CAP?
Not weeks and weeks. I think we need to reflect what's happening in the country and in the countryside. I think that's important. But I don't think we've known. It's an unfolding situation. So we've got to be reactive and proactive in the same kind of instance. But it's certainly something we talk about a lot. And, you know, what's happening and what's going to happen, we're not quite sure. But we're enjoying understanding it as it goes and trying to reflect that in the show.
I mean, will there be more farming? More yoghurt making with you and fewer headline making moments?
I'd like to have both. I'd like to, I think it's a, you know, at its heart, it's a show about a community who lives in the countryside and how they deal with things that happen to them in the countryside. And part of that is the farming community. And so, yes, that's really important to me. But I also want to make sure that we tell great stories. That's my heart. My tenureship is about the great characters we have and telling the best stories we can.
And can I put in a bit of for more of the Cider Club, please?
Cider Club is a huge staple of the show, so that's not going
fantastic. Anywhere.
Now, what about the inevitable push by the BBC for younger audiences? Are you going to deliberately target younger audiences?
The thing about The Archers has always been about generations. And if we look now that Ruth and David are working the farm that Phil and Jill worked, so that generation has moved on. And there's a whole group of younger characters who are just becoming, in their majority, they're getting to the age where we can sort of hear them properly. So there will always be stories for younger characters. But the heartbeat of the show is the established voices that we've heard and grown to love. And I want great stories for them as well. So no one's going anywhere, but hopefully it will develop that way.
What about you? Are you going anywhere? I mean, how long are you going to stay? You've arrived.
I've only been there a few months. I'm not planning on going anywhere straight away. It's great. It's the most fantastic job I have with the most fantastic team. So I'm very lucky. So I'm planning to stay.
Thank you.